Friends, we'll be discussing chapter number 2 of World Class Manufacturing. And the name of the chapter is Just in Time. What is just in time? In the first chapter, I actually mentioned lean manufacturing, just in time, which we will be discussing in detail now. In traditional manufacturing, we try to predict or assume or guess what the customer will want. For example, our forecast given by marketing is 1,000 per month. So we'll be creating manufacturing of 1,000 pieces per month. So in traditional manufacturing, we try to predict or guess what the customer will want. Customer order has not yet come. It may not come also. But we assume that our customer is so kind, so he'll be giving the order of 1,000 pieces per month, which 2-3 months he may not give also, and it will be lying in our inventory. So we'll be predicting and guess what the customer will want and create a forecast against which we produce, keep on producing products. Products are made in large batches with the belief that it makes machines and processes more efficient. When we started our career, that time, utilizing the machine to fullest was the concept. Whether it is required by customer or not, we'll be producing and producing. One day in a meeting, our sales manager told me, "Baba, don't produce so much because customer is not getting it." But I said, that time I remember, I said, "Sir, I will be producing and producing because my machines have to be utilized." Now I understand how wrong I was. So this results in long lead times, huge work in process, which we call as WIP, and large stocks of finished goods that have not been ordered by the customers. Because we produced the huge quantities in anticipation of customer order. So, just in case customer gives, maybe this is required. So, this is called a just in case manufacturing. Just in case means, just in case customer gives the order, he should not be unhappy. So we keep on producing. But it was wrong. If a customer orders something that is not available, they will have to wait many weeks, months, or the customer order will be pushed through the system by expediting processes, disrupting the production schedule. One of my relatives has ordered one newly designed, newly produced car from Mahindra. And he is waiting and waiting and waiting. They say that it will take another 6 months to give you the delivery. Are customer, why he should wait for 6 months? Why you cannot produce in time when customer wants it? Because that is making the customer happy. That is the customer satisfaction, that today customer wants that car, he should get it in the minimum time. So these systems are often run by manufacturing resource planning, MRP2 programs that try to schedule each and every process. The software seeks to control every step. Everything needs complex planning. So we have been doing it. We have been doing it for the last so many years. But just in time is something different. Just-in-time system uses simple visual tools known as Kanbans. Kanbans also is one of the separate chapters in our discussion. So, just-in-time system uses simple visual tools known as Kanbans to pull production. Up till now, what we were doing? Push production. Push means push the parts so that machines are utilized fully, whether customer wants it or not. we simply keep on producing, that is not correct. It should be pull production. That means customer wants one car, pull it from the first operation to the last operation without any interruption. That is pull production. So, pull production through the processes as per what the customer actually takes. It reduces the amount of stock held, reduces lead times by a significant amount, often from weeks to just a few hours or few days. Just-in-time manufacturing goes in hand with concepts such as Kanban, which I will be separately discussing, continuous improvement, total quality management, which I have mentioned earlier. A buffer of inventory on hand is comforting. For example, if I have a huge inventory, I don't have tensions because customer will come, he will take, and I don't have to be under tension to produce it. But it is very costly. Now that Toyota Motor Corporation's vehicle production system comes in the picture, it is a way of making things that is sometimes referred to as lean manufacturing system. Just in time has another name, lean manufacturing system, well known, well studied worldwide. Friends, please understand what mistakes we were doing in our career. Push production. Now, learn how to do pull production, just in time, lean manufacturing, so that you will save the cost, you will be giving the faster delivery to the customer. The production system was established based on years of continuous improvements, with the objective of making vehicles ordered by customers in the quickest and most efficient way to deliver the vehicles as swiftly as possible. Remember, in the olden days, 10, 20 years back, if I wanted a scooter produced by Bajaj, I had to wait for 10 years. This is not correct. I am ready to pay. I must get the product or I must get the service in time. That is the concept of just in time. Toyota Production System, TPS, was established based on two concepts. Jidoka, loosely translated as automation with a human touch. That means in the production line, if there is any problem, any breakdown, any defect, any quality problem, the operator is empowered to stop the machine, correct the problem, and then move on. As when a problem occurs, the equipment stops immediately. The operator is empowered to stop. That is Jidoka. And just-in-time concept, where each process produces only what is needed for the process in a continuous flow. For example, this is a machine. And the next machine needs 10 parts. Then I will be producing only 10 parts. I will not produce 100 parts and keep it in the inventory. Simple. TPS, that is Toyota Production System, and approach to cost reduction are the wellsprings of competitive strength and unique advantages for Toyota. Friends, you must study this Toyota Production System, which is world-class manufacturer. Very good. And all these concepts I have learned from Toyota Production System only, sir. TPS and approach to cost reduction are the wellsprings of competitive strength and unique advantages for Toyota. Honing the strengths is essential for Toyota's future survival. And friends, your survival also. The concept of JIT can definitely be used at any other manufacturing unit, provided the management of the company would like to follow the philosophy of TPS that is Toyota production system, and lean manufacturing. The reasons for saying this are that JIT manufacturing, that is just-in-time manufacturing, is not possible as a standalone activity. It goes along with a lot of background and related functions, working as efficiently or maybe more than the JIT manufacturing itself. For example, the suppliers also must be self-certified and delivered on JIT basis. For example, my customer wants 100 parts, then my supplier also should give me the raw material for 100 parts whenever I want, wherever I want. They also must be self-certified. I don't have to inspect their production because they are ensuring the quality of the supplies. So I don't have to bother about the quality. I don't have to inspect because it is a non-value-added operation. So suppliers must be self-certified and delivered on JIT basis. Taichi Ono of Toyota developed a guiding philosophy for manufacturing that minimized waste, improved quality. Minimizing waste, I have said again and again in chapter number 1. Called just-in-time, this philosophy advocates a lean approach to production and uses many tools to achieve the overall goal. When items are manufactured just-in-time, they are not sitting idle in the inventory. They are not taking up unnecessary space because I don't have so much space to keep that inventory. So just-in-time, that means make it when customer wants. Producing quality products efficiently through the complete elimination of waste. Inconsistencies and unreasonable requirements on the production line, known respectively in Japanese as Muda, that is elimination of waste. Mura, that is inconsistencies. And Muri, that is unreasonable requirements on the production line. To fulfill a customer order as quickly as possible, the product is efficiently built within the shortest possible period by adhering to the next things. Production instructions are issued to the beginning of the production line as soon as possible. Always. The assembly line is stocked with all necessary parts so that any kind of ordered product by customer can be assembled. The assembly line replaces the parts used. For example, assembly line uses some parts, immediately they are replenished by the parts producing process. The preceding process must be stocked with small number of all type of parts and produce only the number of parts retrieved by the next process. That means process number 1 will be producing only so many parts which are required by process number 2. And so on. JIT is a company-wide philosophy oriented towards eliminating waste through all operational functions. Waste means unnecessary inventory, waste of time, scrap, rework, nothing. Parts come, process number 1, process number 2, process number 3, process number 4, customer. Simply continuously flowing. It is mostly characterized by pull production system. That means parts are pulled by the next process and earlier process is simply giving the continuously the parts to them. It's mostly characterized by pull production system, which supplies a component only on demand without the intervention of inventory. Thus, JIT is characterized by zero inventory. That means between machine number 1 and machine number 2, earlier and afterwards, there is no inventory. Parts come and parts go. There is no inventory in between. That is JIT. To implement the philosophy in production, JIT techniques must produce the cost-effective production and delivery of only the necessary quality parts. In the right quantity, at the right time and right place, while using a minimum of facilities. Minimum of facilities means we don't have to have big, big machines there, crores of rupees worth, which have lot of production capacity. No, simple, small machines, minimum of facilities, minimum of equipment, minimum of materials, and minimum of humans. Just-time techniques can be applied to the full cycle of procurement, full cycle of manufacturing, full cycle of delivery. JIT is one of the main pillars of lean. When we call lean, just is, just-in-time is part of that. Characteristics of just-in-time techniques are improved workplace organization, visibility, that is transparency. We were using this word when I was in production, transparency. That means I should be able to actually see all the operations, actually see the inventory, actually see the human beings working there, all over the process. Then Kanban, production control, which I will be explaining, steady rate timing. That means all machines have the same capacity. If machine number one has the capacity to produce 1,000 parts in a shift, operation number two, that is machine number two, also has the capacity to produce 1,000 pieces per shift. Then flexibility. That means if suddenly customer wants double quantity, I should be able to produce that. And then development of simple manufacturing processes. That means I don't have to have big, big processes, big, big machines. Simple manufacturing processes. It can be drilling. It can be an ordinary milling machine. Like that. Simple. Piece by piece. Float by float. It simply moves. Material related costs are reduced by reducing the number of suppliers. I don't have to have so many suppliers. Only few suppliers with whom I have a long-term relationship. Reducing the supplier number of suppliers. Developing the quality of suppliers to a level of self-certification. He himself is capable of producing the quality which I want. He certifies that my supply to you is of adequate quality and in adequate quantity in right time on a long-term basis. Eliminate checking quality, eliminate counting of parts. That means suppose he's giving me the supplies, I don't have to count the parts because he is responsible for it. He owns the responsibility of that. Checking quality, order scheduling, unpacking, stocking of inventory, excess material spoilage, eliminate it. And simplify receiving systems. Manufacturing related costs are reduced by design for manufacture, design for assembly techniques, reduce the unnecessary parts, reduce the unnecessary processes, reduce the waste, elimination of excess material handling, inspections, storage of parts, eliminate non-value-adding tasks like inspection or repair or rework, quick changeover techniques, SMED, which I will be discussing afterwards. Cells are replacing the traditional assembly lines. I discussed already cellular manufacturing. What is the history? JIT is a concept invented by Taichi Ono of Toyota after World War II. When on a visit to the US, the management team of Toyota saw and were inspired by how a supermarket handled their inventory. For example, we go to a shop, supermarket, and I buy a shirt which is of blue color. The moment I buy the blue color, the particular place where the shirt was kept becomes empty, and immediately the information goes to the supplier that you replace that place by another yellow shirt. It is not that he gives me hundreds of yellow shirts, because if those yellow or blue shirts are not sold, are not, you know, required by customer, they will lie in the inventory. So in the supermarket, what happens? The moment the product is sold, immediately is replaced by another product. So that is the supermarket culture. Only what was removed from the shelves by the customers was actually replenished. That means, I was telling, if the blue shirt is sold, that particular shelf is replenished by one more blue shirt. In this way, shelves never became empty, nor did they end up overflowing with excessive inventory. One by one, that was the supermarket culture. When JIT system, each process, pulls from the preceding process, supermarket, and that process will then work to replenish those sales. Toyota took more than 15 years to perfect their ideas, and it was not introduced to Western manufacturing until the end of 1970s. Before the introduction of JIT, there were a lot of manufacturing defects on the existing system, including high inventory, product defects, rising cost, large lots, delivery delays, part storage, equipment breakdowns, uneven production levels, only waste, waste and everywhere waste. Many JIT and Kanban systems are based on the supermarket principle. The customer is supplied from a supermarket, and the factory then works to restock or replenish that supermarket, taking care to maintain the minimum stock levels in that supermarket. Please understand this. The basic elements of JIT manufacturing are people involvement. Developing and maintaining a good agreement from people in production is extremely important, because the moment supermarket says that the blue shirt is sold, give me a blue shirt to replenish the shelf, the people in production should be ready to produce that blue shirt immediately. They should not say, why again and again you are telling me? Why are you asking me? Like that, they should not argue. Extremely important, as it reduces the time and effort in implementation of JIT and also minimizes implementation challenges. Maximize people's involvement may be through quality circle, total involvement concept. Manufacturers must gain support from four sources: stockholders, owners, labor organization, management, that is top management, government also. They should extend tax and financial help. Then plants. Certain requirements are needed to implement it. Plant layout. One piece should flow from machine number 1 to machine number 2 to machine number 3. So your plant layout should be in a straight line. Way the plant in layout, the machine should be in one straight line, and there should not be to and fro movement of the parts. It should be only from one place to another in a linear manner. Then demand pull production. That means the moment customer demand comes, I should pull the parts from machine number 1 to machine number 2 to machine number 3 and so on. Then Kanban. Kanban will have a card which says that, okay, one blue shirt has been sold, give me one more blue shirt. Like that. It should have a continuous flow. Then self-inspection done by the workers to catch mistakes. There will not be any inspector to do the inspection of those parts. It should be self-inspected by the people. Then continuous improvement. Then system. Technology that combines two major processes, MRP, MRP2. What is MRP? Material Requirement Planning. What is MRP2? Manufacturing Resource Planning. MRP is a bottom-up manufacturing approach and involves two plans. Production plan, master production schedule. Production plans involves the management and planning of resources. Master production schedule involves what products to be produced in what time. MRP 2 involves the management or planning of financial resources in order to carry out the operation. There are three main objectives of JIT. Increasing the organization's ability to compete with others and remain competitive over the long run with JIT as it can develop an optimal process for the firms. Then increasing efficiency, increasing effectiveness within the production process through the increase of productivity and decrease of cost. Increasing efficiency means increasing productivity. That means if you are producing 1000 parts in 8 hours, if you produce 1100 parts in 8 hours, that is increase of productivity and increase of efficiency. And what is effectiveness? Effectiveness means you produce only when customer needs it. Only how the customer needs it. If you produce something which is not required by the customer, then it is not effectiveness. Then reducing waste, reducing time and effort, and reduce costs. Other short-term and long-term objectives are identification and response to customer needs, optimal quality cost relationship, develop a reliable relationship with suppliers, plant design for maximizing efficiency, adopt the work ethic of Japanese workers for continuous improvement. Just-in-time is a management philosophy. Originally referred to the production of goods to meet customer demand in time, quality and quantity. Whether the customer is the final purchaser or next process along the production process, it has now come to mean producing with minimum waste. Waste is taken in most general sense and includes time, includes resources, includes materials. JIT approach needs many systems to be in place. Kanban, for which I have a separate chapter for discussing the same thing, a Japanese approach to ensuring a continuous supply of inventory or product. A Kanban is a visual signal that indicates it's time to replenish and possibly reorder. It also gives you the idea, where are the parts? Whether I have to do it, or I am doing it, or I have done it. That means it is to be done, it is being done, or it is already done. Kanban will give me the visual signal of that. Then P Kanban, that is production Kanban, will give me where the parts are required. T Kanban, that is transportation, that means parts are produced if they are to be transported. So this is the system. Then total quality management, Six Sigma. Applying JIT puts the production process under continuous monitoring, providing opportunities for making the process smoother and more efficient. Understanding that JIT is a philosophy intended to spread through the organization, impacting many areas through improvements in processes. With an emphasis on lean production, systems are simplified and more predictable. With JIT, it is necessary to build strong ties with the supply chain to ensure that supplies are available as needed. With a secure source of suppliers, it is possible to continue making improvements in production and inventory systems. Increases responsiveness, very, very important word. Increases responsiveness to customer demand. What happens? Customer gives you telephone call, nobody responds it. It is very bad. If customer gives you a call and you don't reply to it, we must reply to the customer's email within 1 hour. Increases responsiveness to the customer demand. Production can be ramped up with supplier support. Essentially, JIT allows the company to get the right products to the right customers at the right time. meeting changing customer needs. Changing customer needs means yesterday customer was wanting something different, today he demands something different. Meeting changing customer needs is faster without worrying about writing off a large stock, because in anticipation of customer demand, I have produced 1,000 parts and now tomorrow suddenly he says I don't want it. Then I have to write off that large stock, which is very, very painful. So obsolete supplies, obsolete finished goods, I don't have to bother about them when I'm doing the just-in-time. Custom orders are simpler with a JIT system. Delivering product just-in-time allows for last-minute changes. In many industries, this can give a huge competitive advantage and help save a large amount of money. Advantages: reduces stock holding costs to bare minimum. JIT manufacturing eliminates waste. Look, this is also, this picture gives you how waste will be affecting our inventory. Since only essential stocks are procured, less working capital is required. A minimum reorder level is set. Fresh stocks are ordered only once the market is reached. Due to low level of stocks held, the organization's return on investment is high. In business, all of you knowing, what is ROI? Return on investment. And if you want high ROI, low level of stocks are required. It works on a demand pull basis, not push. Demand pull basis implies goods made are sold. They are not lying idle in inventory and incorporates changes in demand with ease. Demand changes from a day to another day, I can easily do it. Encourages the right first time concept, high quality products and greater efficiency. Close relationships are fostered with continued collaboration and communication. Constant communication with the customer results in high customer satisfaction, very, very important, and overproduction is eliminated, over inventory is eliminated. Then what is important is order to cash. For example, I get order today. When I get cash, that is payment for my delivery, is also important. So if you reduce the order to cash timeline, then my fund flow is improved. Order to payment time is reduced by JIT. The biggest problem that many organizations face is cash flow. Waiting for customers to pay. Firms are faced with a cash crunch. See, I was working in a company where for raw materials, we had to pay upfront. But when I produced my product, customer was paying me after 2 months. So what was the result? Cash crunch. I was not having money. But JIT will reduce this problem. It reduces lead times, the time taken from receiving an order to the cash in hand. This is vital, as firms can reinvest into the business to satisfy more customers. See, in business, fund flow is very important. If fund flow is poor, I'm really in a big problem. I have experienced this. Okay, but there are some disadvantages in JIT. Zero tolerance for mistakes, as reworking is very difficult, since inventory is a bare minimum. High reliance on suppliers. If suppliers fail to supply me parts, I am in a problem. With no buffers, production downtime and line idling can occur, posing a detrimental effect on finances and equilibrium of the production process. The organizations may not be able to meet an unexpected increasing orders. That means my flexibility is very poor. Transaction costs will be relatively high. May have certain detrimental effects on the environment due to frequent deliveries to the customer. So what precautions I have to take? Management buy-in. That means complete involvement of management and support at all levels of the organization are required for adoption. Adequate resources should be allocated so as to obtain technologically advanced software that is generally required for success. Building a close, trusting relationship, reputed and time-tested suppliers will reduce unexpected delays, requires commitment in terms of time, adjustments to corporate culture, as it is very different to traditional production. The production flow process and layouts may need to be redesigned. Lot sizes need to be minimized. Workstation capacity must be balanced. Setup times must be reduced wherever possible. Preventive maintenance to be done. Total quality control practices should be adopted. With reduction in lead times, frequent deliveries must be incorporated. Earlier, I was giving deliveries in once in 15 days. Now, maybe I have to do every day. Just in time, yes. Incorporate conveyor belts to reduce motion waste. So what are the issues viewed in direct conflict with MRP? Since JIT uses pull scheduling and MRP uses push methodology. Best suited for repetitive production environments, wherever repetitive production requirements are there. JIT is very good. JIT is no panacea, nor should be embraced as a religion. Panacea means what we call it as Ramban Upaya. That means a definite medicine for your sickness. It is not panacea, nor should it be embraced as a religion. And JIT is an operational strategy, if implemented properly, will provide a new dimension to competing, quickly introducing new high-quality products, manufacturing and delivery with unprecedented lead times. So to summarize, JIT manufacturing is a philosophy that has been successfully implemented in many manufacturing companies. Consider Toyota Production System. JIT is an optimal system that reduces inventory whilst being increasingly responsive to customer needs and has its own pitfalls also. However, the disadvantages can be overcome with a little forethought and a lot of commitment at all levels of organization. This is the summary of JIT. Thank you.